This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 19, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board tells Aero News it's assisting the government of Brazil in its investigation of Tuesday's crash of an Airbus A320 in Sao Paulo. As ANN reported, the accident occurred when TAM Airlines Airbus A320 en route from Porto Alegre to Sao Paulo departed the airport boundaries and struck a building while landing at Congonhas Airport and caught fire. The NTSB says about 174 people were on board that plane. CBS News reports that in February, a Brazilian judge granted a court order forbidding some aircraft types from landing at Congonhas due to inadequate surface grooving and improper drainage that led rainwater to pool on the runway surface. There were also concerns about runway length. That order was later revoked by a second judge, but not before the airport shut down 18 times due to flooded runways. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has proposed a 4-point plan to help the FAA combat falsified pilot medical certificates. On Wednesday, AOPA President Phil Boyer took that plan to the U.S. House of Representatives. A Department of Transportation Inspector General's investigation prompted the hearing. That investigation found that a few pilots were claiming Social Security disability payments for conditions which should have precluded holding an FAA medical. The California U.S. Attorney successfully prosecuted 45 pilots for fraud. The AOP plan presented by Boyer received an enthusiastic reception from the House Aviation Subcommittee. Its 4 points are, first, the FAA should add a statement to the medical certification application warning pilots that some medical data would be shared with other agencies. Second, a 1-year amnesty program to encourage pilots to report all medical visits and conditions to the FAA. Third, the FAA should establish a data-sharing program with other public agencies, such as the Social Security Administration, within the limits permitted by the Privacy Act. And finally, AOPA will work with the subcommittee and the FAA to educate pilots about properly reporting all pertinent medical information and about the severe penalties and safety consequences of failing to do so. As many as 8,700 employees at Southwest Airlines may soon be without a job, and that could be a lucrative decision for them. In hopes of trimming labor costs, the airline plans to offer those workers the opportunity to leave their jobs early, with incentives including $25,000 and continued health insurance benefits and flight privileges. The Dallas Morning News reports that Southwest has never furloughed employees since it began flying in 1971. The airline has offered buyouts once before, in 2004, and at that time about 1,000 workers accepted. Offers went out this week to many of the higher-paid support workers at the airline. That includes flight attendants, customer service staff, reservations, and ramp workers. Southwest says it does not have a specific quota in mind. Boeing has agreed to pay the United States more than $1 million to settle allegations that it double-billed for materials used to install new engines in KC-135 aircraft from 1998 through 2003. Boeing said the transfer of the costs was allowed under the contract and that the charges were not improper. Boeing's payment of just over $1 million represents a refund of the charges at issue plus interest. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Quest Aircraft gets a type certificate for the Kodiak. Alitalia Airlines is for sale, but nobody's bidding. And Europe gives rescue helicopters a new foul weather tool. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Earl Lawrence, who's in charge of government affairs for the Experimental Aircraft Association. Earl will talk about user fee-related activities at Oshkosh and update us on Jacksonville, Florida's ban on home-building aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.